Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paula Jordana, happy Wednesday.
It is a happy Wednesday, except that the Twins lost.
Twins lost. A few people were complaining about the heat today.
What? Come on.
It's always a big day for me.
That's not true.
It is true. Some people, it's too hot out there, Paul.
I don't believe that.
No?
No. Maybe they were sitting at the game. Maxie, were you at the game today?
I was. I'm just leaving the game right now, and I learned a valuable lesson.
Which was?
I'm better off walking back from the stadium to WCCO Radio than driving my car back because I've been stuck in traffic for about 15 minutes now.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you're still in your car when you're calling into the show here?
Yeah, I just left the clubhouse, though, the Twins clubhouse, and obviously, you're always down after a loss. Lance Lynn, the starting pitcher, is beginning to be very his frustrations are setting in, and he's very short and curt with the media right now. He just he's not throwing enough strikes. He knows that. He knows he's not performing like he would like. He's not far away, but he's not close enough yet to have put enough quality starts together. It was a short outing for him today, and it's kind of been ironic because he was brought in to an extent to be kind of that top of the rotation bulldog for this team, and it's the other guys that have really started to flourish of late. Jake Odorizzi and Jose Barrios and Romero and this staff is starting. Kyle Gibson's been really good, so it's kind of like they've had success without him, and if they could get this piece of the puzzle figured out, they could be a really dangerous team in the summer months.
And but others, I mean, Eddie Rosario, he stepped up, right? Three singles. He's recorded a hit in all but three games since May 1st. Batting 400.
Yeah, he had one of those singles was off the wall. He had a bullet hit it so hard that he had to hold up at first base. Joe Mauer, I think, extended his hitting streak to seven games. Brian Dozier's struggling, and they need him to be hot. He was hot last week on the road. He had eight straight plate appearances where he reached base, including a couple home runs, and he struggled since he got back home. And they need him to be one of those guys that gives them one big at bat a game, something like that. Logan Morrison hit a home run the other way today. He's another guy that they think can do some big things for him this year. They got into camp a little bit late, spring training, that is, or they signed him a little bit late in the offseason. But they're not far away. I mean, you look at the totality of this. Now, they did get some bad news today. Jason Castro, as you heard, out for the season. They went in. They thought he had a slight meniscus tear that would put him on the sidelines for a short period of time. They put him on the 10-day disabled list. They went and did surgery in Colorado, and once they opened him up, they said this is a lot worse than the MRI showed, and they've got to shut him down for the rest of the season. So Mitch Garber will assume the number one catching duties. Talk to him after the game as well. We'll bring you some of that tonight.
If you want to jump in, 651-989-9226, or you can send us a text at 81807. You want to do the traffic report too, Mike, or are we going to stick with sports?
Sure. It's awful here. It's gridlock in downtown Minneapolis. Going downtown on Marquette Avenue, traffic in both directions, not good. And then sometimes you get some of these idiots that they think they're going to make the light, but they don't quite, so they end up right in the middle of the intersection, and then you have to wait for them. And there's not a lot you can do except, honor them with some time-honored gestures.
Hey, Maxie, just hit the horn a few times. Hit your horn a few times. Come on.
That always works really well.
It's very un-Minnesotan, but
means that I'm really serious about me wanting to get to where I want to go.
Get out of my way.
Mikey, you didn't hear anybody complaining about the weather at the game, did you?
Not a soul. Okay. Last night was spectacular at the ballpark, and as you know. And tonight was, or today, I mean, this is what you take days off for. You know, kind of interesting because St. Louis, they're kind of one of these tradition-rich teams, and they've been around a long time. Stan Musial and Bob Gibson and all the great names they've had there. They travel pretty well. And so we don't see them very often up here, but I was surprised last night and today how many folks made it up here. And remember, there's that Iowa and South Dakota contingent that roots for the Cardinals. That's their team. So for some of them, you kind of split the distance, and this might have been the closest game that they'd come see the Cards. So there was a lot of red in the stands tonight supporting the Cardinals.
But again, the loss today, as tough as it was, it snaps a five-game winning streak against the Cards.
They ate them up.
Maxie, that ties for the second longest streak against a National League opponent all time. So
yeah, they beat them twice last week, beat them yesterday.
Yep.
This was, and St. Louis has a good team. You know, they're contending for a division title there. And by the way, here comes Milwaukee this weekend, and Milwaukee's been a surprise team that's played really well. So it's going to be fun to have the Brewers here in town, and that whole the energy of that. At one time, it was kind of one way because everybody from Minnesota would go east to watch outdoor baseball in Milwaukee, but not as many would come to the Metrodome. Well, now the Target Field's opened up. You get kind of a resurgence on both ends. You'll get plenty of Brewer fans in the stands, and the Brewers are playing good baseball. The Twins are playing good baseball. This will be a fun weekend.
Absolutely. Next game, Friday evening against the Brewers. It looks like the storms will hold off till late in the Metro, so hopefully weather a non-issue. What else are you tracking right now? What else is on your sports radar?
Well, I was at the Lynx today. They had their media day. They opened the season on Sunday against the Los Angeles Sparks, and so that'll be interesting. You know, the only question left for this team is how many can they win? You know, they've won four, mm-hmm. and this core group of players that, you know, how long can they go together? Will they go out in style? All those things, and I guess you kind of play it out until you can't anymore, but that's the only thing that basically you're collecting trophies right now, and you're trying to see how long you can push it and how far into your 30s. For some of them, you can play at a high level. It's kind of fun over there because they can do some fun things. Then they're returning to Target Center. Remember last year, they had to play over in St. Paul because they're refurbishing Target Center, so now that's back in play, and everybody's happy.
Mikey, I got a quiz for you. We only have a minute left.
Yeah.
This is taking the internet by storm. I'm going to play you a word, and you're going to tell me if it sounds like this, Y-A-N-N-Y, or the word L-A-U-R-E-L. You ready?
Yep.
You're going to tell me what it sounds like.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
What does that sound like?
I took this test earlier today over in our CCO TV newsroom. They were doing a piece on it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't hear Laurel on that, you got to be a complete idiot.
Okay, you're a lunatic. That's it. You're a lunatic.
No, wait a second.
Lunatic.
I heard Laurel this time.
That's all I heard was Laurel.
But the first time I took it, I heard Yanni.
Come on.
Yanni.
You're both crazy. We will talk more craziness. Also, why did Governor Dayton say this?
I give credit to President Trump.
No, it's Governor Dayton giving credit to President Trump.
Whoa!
Yeah.
This is quite
sign of the apocalypse.
We'll tell you more. Thanks, Mikey. After
Thanks, Mike.
The break.
I'll get back for my show at 6:30.
We'll be right back.
Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.